Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit...
Welcome, welcome, dear listener, to a new month, the last quarter of the year 2025. Where did the year go? Well, welcome. We're grateful unto God for his faithfulness in our lives. And welcome to another episode of Living Scriptures, a program that is designed to relate the Word of God, the Bible, to our daily living, act as a caution, act as an encouragement, act as an admonition for our life. So, as we are approaching the end of the year, we want to arm ourselves with God's Word and God's promises. And so we'll be looking at the series, God's Promises for the Year Ending. God's Promises for the Year Ending. The Bible always comes with comforts and encouragements. The Bible profiles some of God's promises, and we believe this to be God's Word for us, even as the year is coming to an end. To some people, it might have been a year with positive memories. To others, it could have been a year of ups and downs and life challenges. Whatever be your lot, we would like to encourage you that you need to get anchored on God's promises for a better next year. Or God's promises, even for the remainder of this year. Let's look at God's promises for our lives. Psalm 61, verse 6. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. Psalm 65, verse 11. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy parts draw fatness. And Psalm 102, verse 27. For thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. What wonderful promises of God to be wrapping up the year with. God's promises for the year ending.
Spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me.
Hello, my dear listeners. God's promises for the year ending. Welcome to today's episode once again. In profiling these promises for the year end, we'll be looking at each of them using two highlights. And that's very good, and that should be a good pattern for meditating on the scriptures. We want to look at the caution or the condition for the promise, and then we want to draw comfort from the promise. Let's take Psalm 61, verse 6 as a case study. That will prolong the king's life and his year as many generations. What is the caution here or the condition? That the promise is for the king or for a king. So a slave should not think about it. The general theme of the New Testament is that we as believers in Christ are royal priesthood. If we are sinners, we are typified as a slave. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 establishes this. So in other words, if you are born again child of God, you are royalty and you are a king too. So you can lean on this promise. But Christ, however, is the King of Kings. So it follows therefore that if you are born again, you have a claim to this promise. What then is the comfort? The comfort is this. Think of it. How long is a generation according to the scriptures? It is 40 years. And this scripture promises that you can be alive for at least two generations and more, which is 80 years or more. He said in this word, that will prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. That is, the limit of the generations that you should live should be 40 times 2. I pray that God's promise in my life and in your life will come to pass. You will not die young.
Amen.
God's promises for the year ending.
Your fault, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so good.
God's promises for the year ending. Welcome back, dear listener. And this is another new month. And we also like to start inviting and reminding you about the last Sunday of this month, where we'll be gathering together once again for our healing and deliverance service. The venue is Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church, at number 80 Fitzgerald Avenue. In the city center. We look forward to you joining us at 10 a.m. in the morning for an awesome time and fellowship in the presence of God, where God will heal, where God will deliver, and where God will impart your life with blessings. Psalm 65, verse 11. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy path drop fatness. What is the condition? This promise looks like an open check to all who will believe and call upon God in prayer. So, let's encourage ourselves with this analysis. There are approximately 8,810 promises in the Bible. There are approximately, in the Old Testament, there are 7,706. And in the New Testament, there are 1,104 wonderful promises. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, there are 133 promises, which is more than in any other chapter in the Bible. So, we're sitting on the premises when we ought to be standing on the promises, observe Vance Hafner. Psalm 65, verse 11, once again, assured us, thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. God's promises for the year ending.
There's no
Welcome back, my dear listeners. Let's look at the last promise for today. It says in Psalm 102, verse 27, "But thou art the same, and your years shall have no end." Wow. What's the condition here? The condition is based on the premise that God is unchanging, or he remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. So in Scripture, we call him the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. It's what testified about him in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. "I am the Lord, I change not." Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, "Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever." So what then is the comfort? So, according to this scripture, God's reign, rule, and years has no end. In what ways will this affect you, you might ask? That means God's reign is full of peace, progress, and prosperity. In God's reign, unlike man's rule, fairness, equity, and justice prevail, for there is no unrighteousness in God. Who God was yesterday is who God is today. And that is who God will continue to be forever. Friends may be on your side yesterday and turn against you today. What we are saying is, God is not like that. So as we close this chapter of 2025, in this last quarter of the year, you will not lack these promises of God in the name of Jesus. Dig deep into the Bible, and you will find more of these 8,000 promises that has been spoken about. My dear friends, we never like to close this broadcast without giving you the opportunity to become a son and a daughter of God, that you're to be one. If you'd like to take that bold step today, why don't you bow down your heads and say, "Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart, and I ask you into my life. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior, and I want to serve you always for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen."
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch, by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at freshanointingchurchnz@gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.